Social Planning Council of Winnipeg has proposed moving the Canadian Pacific Rail Yard out of central Winnipeg. CP's Weston Shops and Logan Yards are one of the largest rail yards in the world, and they create a physical barrier between Winnipeg's north end and the rest of the city. Dennis Lucky is the Executive Director of the Social Planning Council of Winnipeg, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Dennis. What do you see, if this were actually to happen, what would you see as the ideal use of the rail yards?
What is really driving us to take this move on is the potential, long-term potential, of course, but to turn that piece of city real estate into new social housing, green space, recreational space, that being there'd be room for an Aboriginal reserve, commercial development. And it could just be so much more than what the city needs, and in the core and all around a theme that would actually bring the communities together. So it could be social, economic, and frankly, a political development for the city.
And would your proposal look at both parts of the rail yard, both the Logan Yards and then the part to the north, the Weston Shops?
Yes, we've put together this scoping exercise proposal to really lay the groundwork for an intelligent look at that piece of land. There's a lot of speculation. Some people are saying it's too expensive, and others are saying that it's absolutely necessary. So you get a lot of speculation and different points of view. But what we're suggesting is let's do a really intensive exercise. Let's investigate what the costs will be, what the potential is, what the social and the commercial concerns that might arise that we need to account for, lay that groundwork. So the division now between the Weston Yards and the Logan Yards is part of that. We think at least we should start with the Logan Yards because that right now is used more or less, quite frankly, as a railway parking lot. So we think there's more potential for that area. But in the long term, I think the whole CP rail yard needs to be looked at.
Just a bit of my own speculation. Is there a possibility if the development was left to private interests that you could get something worse than a rail yard, that you could get parking lots or big box centers, but you don't even have bridges over, that it could be more divisive for the community?
Absolutely a concern, and that's why we think that we'd like to take this one as a community venture or a community's venture, and why we're driving it, because it's going to happen someday. The economics of transporting people, of housing people in urban areas is going to be changing over the next 2 decades. And we know that that land is going to become more and more critical to the life of Winnipeg. So we think now is the time for the community to set the standards, for us to set the principles by which that area will be developed. And we think we can do that by bringing all the parties together, starting with the community. There's different communities of interest, and we have to make sure, for example, that the people living north and south of that real estate, they're really part of this. The development isn't just a middle-class urban development area plumped in the middle of the city, but this really does create benefits for the north end, for the residents of the north end, so that the whole city benefits from this. So that's why we're taking this on, is to make sure that it is to the benefit of the community.
The main criticism I've heard that you mentioned is the cost of this, especially now when the federal government's cutting a lot and the province and the city don't seem to have a lot of money. Do you have any idea how much it would cost to move all or part of the rail yards?
I have no idea. Frankly, I don't want to speculate. And I think that's part of the difficulty is that very often we hear people speculating about costs before they know what we're really talking about in terms of development. So that's why we're proposing this scoping exercise. Let's take a look at what the real costs would be. Let's look at what the railway is going to demand in terms of price. Let's look at the cost of the infrastructure development over 20 years. Let's also look at the cost of not moving the railway out. The city has to replace the Arlington Bridge, for example. Are they going to build a new bridge over the railway tracks? Those are the kind of things that we've got to look at. Our thinking is that if we have the time, if we work with the community, that means social groups, environmentalists, business groups, so that it doesn't cost as much as some people think it would be. But that's why we want to plan this out effectively, starting from a really good scoping exercise.
In terms of the land, it's had corrosion on it for a century or more, and probably a lot of contamination. Do you have any idea of what needs to be done to make that land suitable for housing or for green space?
It actually frightens me when I think about what we might find when we start to do the environmental assessment. There's been 140 years of oils being dumped there. As they used to oil the bearings, there's been lots of lubricant seeped into the soil. There's been other spills in that, so the contamination is probably fairly extensive. But we do know from other examples, other cities, other areas that have remediated the soil, that it can be done. There's been new developments in bioremediation that we can look into, and there's other ways of looking at the demands of remediation, but for cutting the cost. So it is a serious concern. Part of the scoping exercise and the feasibility study, though, is to really look concretely at what are the contaminants, what needs to be done to make sure that soil is made human in a way and made environmentally safe. So that's part of the reason for the feasibility study, is to really do that critical thinking.
So I have a more negative question. I read a story that quoted Winnipeg Mayor Sam Pates, where he said CPU was not interested unless they weren't interested in moving the yards. Does this mean it can't happen?
If I was buying a house and it wasn't on the market, I doubt that I would get leverage by walking up to the door and knocking on it and saying, "Do you want to sell your house?" The response is going to be, of course, not, because that immediately is going to put you in a better position to drive up your price. I think CP is in the same position. They're not going to negotiate unless they know there's a serious offer, that there's a serious alternative. They have to look to their own corporate interests. So they're not just going to sell land unless they know that they have an alternative to maintain their services. The CP line runs through Winnipeg. It's a point where they collect grain for shipment. So it's a major rail juncture for them. So they're going to want to plan any kind of a movement. We think that changes in the rail industry and the freight industry could make it opportune for the corporation. But this is something that would have to be developed through negotiations and investigation. But to pick up the phone and ask if someone's ready to sell, I don't think was the appropriate way to find out.
That's a really good point. One thing that I see is really exciting about this is the connecting the city better and, not having a big physical barrier in between, important parts of the city. What do you see as the active transportation opportunities that Winnipeg could have if we got rid of the rail yards?
There is so much potential in that direction. We I think, are living in a city that's now becoming more aware of the importance of environmental considerations when developing the transportation routes. There's an active rapid transit coalition that's really trying to build consciousness around that. And I think as the cost of fossil fuels continues to increase, as people become more sensitive to how they engage in their urban environment, I think that whole network of transportation and livability in the city is going to take on different meaning. And I think that a major development like this really is an opportunity for the community to come around and put into practice new values around the environment. So I think that there's a lot of potential. And also remember that we're looking at areas, that there's been this divide, like you said, between North and South Winnipeg. And I think we really have to recognize that there's a vibrant community in the North End. And it often gets neglected when we talk about development in the city. And it's really important for us to recognize that this isn't just going to be a development project for that 90 acres of the Logan Yards, but this is a potential where it can affect the North End and bring those resources and bring people together more effectively so that they can enjoy their recreational space, they can access jobs, a whole range of things. It can't just be one project in the middle of the city.
people, you know, if their workplace suddenly moves to somewhere outside the city, you know, somewhere like where Center Ventures or Center Port is currently located.
Absolutely, we can't develop for some people in the city on the backs of others. And I'm meeting with the union, for example, that represents the workers at CP, so that we work with them. The thing is, we're not proposing that CP close down its facility, or we're talking about a real estate move. There are other freight and rail issues that they, you know, that the railway is considering, so they're going to need staff here anyway. So it's not a matter of cutting staff. Over the next 20 years, they are going to be making their own choices about what staff are here and what they're doing. The industry itself, the technology of the industry is changing. So that isn't something that we can control, but we can certainly make sure that we pay attention to the workers' interests and what potential we can build into any development into the future.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking about this. It's a very exciting project, and we hope to have you on to talk about it as it goes forward.
I'd love to. Thanks.
I've been speaking with Dennis Mulkey. He's the Executive Director of the Social Planning Council of Winnipeg, and there's a public event tomorrow evening with both rail relocation proponents, including Dennis, and urban planners, and it's called Off the Rails, and it will be discussing what we could build if Winnipeg did move the CP Rail Yard out of downtown. So that's tomorrow, Tuesday, July 31st at 6 p.m.